And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, if you get a chance, log on to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We're here taking care of your house every single Saturday morning so you can enjoy the great state. Register to win an Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. And while you're there, don't forget, vote for us as your favorite contractor referral directory. We've gone through the state of Arizona and pre-screened contractors that we put our stamp of approval on. We've been the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona, outpacing all the national referral directories and other local competitors by a big stretch. We've been the number one contractor referral directory, as voted by you, the Arizona homeowners, for now 7 years in a row. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com. We're here with Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solutions.
One of our certified partners who's been with us almost since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's guys like you that make that easy vote for the homeowner. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Bob, we did load up the phones. We wanted to talk about the 10 things you need to know about home inspectors, foundation inspectors. Let's take a couple of those points, and then we're going to get to Jason, Dave, Bill. Another call is coming in right now. We don't know who it is right now. But in foundation repair analysis, what does a homeowner need to know? When do you start worrying about it? When do you make that phone call? And what should you expect? Let's cover the first 2 points.
Well, the first thing that you want to do, the first thing you're going to notice, rather, is that you're going to see cracks. Probably in Arizona, it's going to be drywall. Stucco cracks, not as reliable. Cracks for a lot of reasons, and that stucco is kind of flexible, sort of. The drywall is much more rigid. It's going to be a better predictor.
Okay.
Brick and block, obviously, good predictors if there's cracks in that. Doors and windows out of square. If your doors don't work right, windows don't work right, and you have slopes in your floors. Those are the main things that most people notice right off the bat that gets them to start worrying about, gee, what does this mean? Is it heave? Is it settlement? Of course, most people don't understand settlement. They always just think it means, or heave, they just think it means settlement. So we want to get some good analysis and figure out really what it is.
It's the first thing you think of when you walk into a home and you see a little spider crack coming off the corner of a window. You walk around to the outside of the house. It's a masonry home. There's stair-step cracks through the mortar joints leading from the corner all the way up to that window, and you think, my house is settling.
Right, right.
It's just the intuitive decision 99% of the homeowners make.
Right.
But in y'all's 25, 28-year history, you're actually finding that isn't the primary cause
Correct.
Of foundation failure. What is?
Yeah, usually 80% of the time, I'm going to guess at least 80, maybe 75% of the time, it's actually heaving. It's swelling up from expansive soils. Everybody's heard the term expansive soils, but they don't really relate it to what it means. It expands when it gets wet. And that's where most of the damage comes from in the arid southwest climate.
The clay, the heavy clay soils that get wet expand just like a sponge.
Right.
Create the upward pressure on the foundation, on the inside of the slab, heaving everything up. Boy, I've seen some I know you have as well, but I've seen some unbelievable examples of how powerful and destructive that is.
Yes. I mean, it'll tear up concrete, bend steel. It's very powerful.
And up until recently, we haven't been able to address that or correct it. Now, with your radon mitigation experience and background, talk about the system you've developed. Now we can solve that problem.
Right. So, for many, many years, I would be troubled and just basically tell homeowners, I'm sorry, you got heave. There's really nothing we can do. I can't put in piers. That would be the wrong thing. I can't do that. And I basically walked away from most of the people who called me because it was the right thing to do when there was nothing to offer. Now, 13 years ago, I started playing around with some ideas. A geotech friend of mine, Dave Dethridge, talked about a problem that he discovered where they did some gas remediation under a building and it settled because it was on clay soils. And I said, hey, why don't we do that on purpose? And he kind of looked at me crazy. And I said, no, in a controlled way with these houses. And so that's how the idea was born.
Okay. And we're actually evacuating the moisture from underneath the slab by using some of the technology accessible to us from the radon mitigation industry.
Right. I mean, so we first tried this with big old vacuums and all kinds of crazy ideas, and it did the job, but it wasn't practical for the homeowner. So what we basically did eventually is we adapted some of the off-the-shelf technology for our systems to use them as components, some of the components of our system.
Okay. So we can get rid of the heave by eliminating the moisture. How do we correct the problem? Now, the damage that's caused.
Well, you're not going to make an immediate effect by putting this system in. The floor is not going to lower immediately. So it's a maintenance system, and it will eventually correct and regulate the soils over a long period of time. But these are cosmetic problems. I mean, they can be fixed cosmetically pretty easy. You just don't want to be fixing them over and over again. That's what you want to avoid.
We're here with Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solutions. If you'd like to talk to him, you can ring us now at 1-888-767-4348, or you can find him at rosieonthehouse.com, where his office number is 602-702-5390. Give him a ring. But we're going to talk to Jason, Dave, Bill, and Harlan, and Bob Brown when we get back. Y'all hang on.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.